important point we want a clarification on is the purpose of the meeting. We are not interested in meeting for the sake of meeting. We are interested in a meeting that will advance our engagement on the points of concern that we have in this country. And so the critical issue is the subject of the meeting, which has not been clarified up to now.
The president has said that he was not willing to talk with you or talk with the MDC. Why do you suppose now he is interested in wanting to talk to you?
I don't know, and that's why we have sought for clarification as to why he wants to talk to us, what it is that he wants to talk to us about. And so I cannot answer that question. It is Mr. Museveni to answer it. But as I have said, it is important for any discussion to be on issues that are of concern. For example, the human rights situation of our supporters is a matter of grave concern for us. We have got many people who are languishing in prisons without any recognizable charges, some who are languishing in illegal centers of detention, who have been tortured and maimed. So that is the kind of environment around which talks are being invited. And therefore, we would not just like to go and share a cup of tea. We would like to have a serious discussion in an environment that can advance solutions over these issues.
Dr. Besigye, I know you are still facing treason charges. Would it be a good start if President Museveni were to say he pardons you?
Well, you cannot pardon somebody who is not guilty. In order to pardon someone, there must be an establishment of an offense that was committed. As I have stated right from the word go, I am fully convinced of my innocence, and in that regard, I cannot expect anybody to pardon me because I have not done anything wrong. As I have stated, those charges are trumped-up charges, politically motivated, without any basis at all in evidence, and they are charges over which I am prepared to defend myself in the courts of law. The only problem that we have is that these charges are used again, not to determine the veracity of the accusations, but to cripple me politically.